goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Doris, last name is Stenzel, S like Sam, T, E, N like November, Z like Zebra, E, L. Date of birth, June 10th of 1933. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Stenzel, whose last visit was June 8th of 2020. She does reside in St. Charles, Michigan, so she has a long drive for follow-up visits. But she is agreeable to do telemedicine visits instead. So today she's having a telemedicine follow-up visit with us. She's been feeling well. She has no signs or symptoms of chronic kidney disease and no recent hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Her weight is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No orthopnea or PND. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. I want to highlight the losartan. It's 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. She's on aspirin, 81 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday only. Also Lipitor. She's got glaucoma drops. Metformin is 500 milligram, 1,000 milligram twice a day. And Synthroid. Physical examination, weight is 190 pounds and blood pressure 134 over 73. And labs, most recently of studies, were done January 18th of 2023. Her sodium is 147, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 27, calcium is 9.0. Albumin 3.5, phosphorus 4, creatinine is 1.2, which is stable, estimated GFR is 43, hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, hypertension, currently at goal, 3, diabetic nephropathy, 4, microalbuminuria. The patient was asked to continue having lab studies done every 4 months. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.